So it's just audio. So you remind me your name.
Lemuel.
What's your last name again, Lemuel?
Howard.
Lemuel Howard. Okay, so I'm talking to Lemuel Howard, who I met out in St. Lawrence Gap tonight. Lemuel, you're not homeless.
No.
But you just found yourself on hard times.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's just by choice, you know. I just need to get away, you know, to get my thoughts together and stuff like that. But
okay, you were telling me you had a dispute with your wife or your girlfriend?
No, just my daughter's mother.
Your daughter's mother, right? That's who you live with. That's who you live with.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And but you've been having some difficulty with work and different things for a little time now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, because you say you got anger management issues.
Well, I would say that's the reason. The reason is basically just, but I can't tell you the reason is. That's the truth. But it's always laid off. You know. Mm. So.
What kind of work you've been doing?
Well, my passion is, I'm a people's person, so
yeah.
I was a waiter, did some bartending.
Yeah.
I can make drinks and stuff. I guess.
Hospitality.
The hospitality.
Okay. I was a waiter at cafe, so that's how I met my wife.
Can you say about? Yeah. Go ahead.
Years ago, 1997. I remarried and moved to England. Mm. Well, moved to England in 2006. We used to live here first. Okay, so despite your hardships and stuff though, you still say you believe in God.
Definitely.
I say that don't make a lot of sense to me, especially for a man like you, reduced to begging, basically.
No, I don't beg. I earn. But if I can't earn, then my only other option would be to ask somebody for assistance, because I won't do anything unlawful.
Okay. But some people would call that begging.
Well, begging to me is something habitual on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. And you're doing this day-to-day?
No.
So you're saying you approached me tonight simply because you find yourself in a bind tonight, but you don't be in a bind every day.
No, not every day. Just because how it was raining today. You know. When it's raining, people usually say they don't want a car wash. So.
So you can make money today.
Yeah.
You couldn't.
Well, it depends on if you mean today or yesterday.
Today, you couldn't make.
On a driver today, I could make money.
A driver, right. Yeah. But it was raining too much
but
today.
But it was raining, yeah.
For you to make money.
Yeah.
So then that's why you found yourself hungry and needing to ask a favor.
Yeah.
You sure? You seem unsure.
No, I'm just trying to figure out where this. Can it really lead into?
I'm trying to get the facts straight, because I was of the impression you were homeless or somehow on hard times. You told me you don't do drugs.
No, this is a one. This is a one-time situation.
One-time situation.
Yeah.
Okay, but maybe I got the situation totally wrong. But back to the issue of your faith, regardless of, because I write a lot about spirituality, and
so do I.
Huh?
So do I.
You're a writer too?
Yep. I'm actually writing a book right now.
What's your book called?
Seeing Past the Carnal.
Seeing Past the Carnal?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you writing? You writing by hand, or you got a laptop, or?
I handwriting.
Handwriting?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll transfer it via computer.
Okay. You own a computer?
I owned a computer, but I have access to computer.
Okay.
I don't have the computer. I don't have my computer anymore, but I have access to
somebody else's.
Yeah.
Okay. This will be at your house.
No, a neighbor.
A neighbor. Okay. All right. So, you believe in God, despite the different hardships, whether it's just today or whatever. You don't feel there's a lot of Nazi story or.
There's too much evidence to prove that there's a God.
Yeah, but okay, even if there's evidence to prove there's a God, what made you feel God interested in you?
Just the fact that, despite all the evil that man is doing, you know, if he was to really receive the penalty for the amount of evil that man is doing, he shouldn't even have breath in our lungs. If you understand what I mean.
Yeah, what about you personally?
Me personally? All I can say is that I seek in God and I seek in truth. So I didn't get to the point of finding these things yet, but my faith in God just comes natural. So.
Okay. But you gotta be doing something wrong to find yourself in this situation. You're working on good days, dry weather days, you're getting money, but you still one bad day and you reduced asking for help, as you put it. So yeah. You ain't got a bank account?
Yeah, things happen in life.
Yeah. You ain't got a bank account?
Well, as I explained to you before, I was laid off a while now, so
oh, okay.
I have other expenses to deal with and that was
okay. Yeah. But maybe that's something you could look at.
Yeah, as I say, when you leave here, if you want to sit down and come up with, you know, a firm foundation for, you know. I just kind of sit down and think, you know, think over where I going from here.
Yeah.
So that I could have a comfortable life still, because like, yeah, I don't like this.
Well, but, you got children. Yeah. How many you got?
Two. Well,
two.
One and yeah, it's still two.
Okay.
My daughter and
one
her sister.
Is
the other one is not mine, but I treat her as if she is.
Okay. Okay. All right.